inch by inch, row by row.
Gonna make We're on the Garden Day. Show. We're here.
Yeah, we are.
We are here. Yep.
Yep.
And well,
oh,
you guys got me doing that.
I have everybody doing that. I'm so sorry.
My wife and I started doing that.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, that was a good show. Yep.
Yep.
Was,
yep. Yep. Yep.
Changing lives, you guys are.
Oh. One life at a time.
Yeah, one
right?
life at a time. Oh, my gosh.
Woo!
Okay.
Boy, that was reverberating.
What was that about? Anyway, hey.
Hey.
Welcome. Yeah. Welcome to the Garden Goddess Show
here.
This morning.
We're here.
And we are FM 104.5
and AM 950. It seemed like you had something more to say. 950 KI, the voice of the foothills.
Okay, this is going to be an interesting morning. Yeah.
At least we're on air. The first show, we were like dead air for 10 minutes.
Oh, that's no good. I'm glad we're alive.
We figured
I got
out.
To see Jerry.
Alive air.
I got to see Jerry this morning. He
was
here.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, Jerry, for running down here and helping out.
Yeah. Glad you were in town, buddy.
Yeah.
And he's going. Guess where he's going? He's going to go work and volunteer at the Buddhist Food Bazaar.
Oh, fun.
The Placer Buddhist Food Bazaar.
Yep. I'm going to pull. I took a screenshot of it.
That's in October?
No, it's this weekend.
It's this weekend.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I sent it to my daughter, so let me look it up there. Because I think we're going tomorrow.
Nice.
Nice.
Yep. Yippee-doo. Of course, now I can't find it. That figures. Well, you know. I'll keep looking.
Yeah.
So we can talk about it. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I remember Isley's had the transplanters. A lot of them were the Japanese ladies.
Oh, yeah.
They would come and transplant every spring for us. And they would always bring us stuff from the food bazaar.
Yep.
It was just incredible because we never went. We were working on the weekends.
Once in a while, we'd send April or somebody down to.
John would sometimes go down.
Okay, John would, yeah.
And, but anyway.
And bring back a dozen plates or something.
A car full. Doggone it. Now I don't know what I did with the picture. But anyway, it is this weekend down at the Penryn.
Buddhist church.
Yeah.
Then it's right there. You can't miss it.
And it is very fun. Very fun. They have usually bonsai exhibits and flower arrangements.
We like flower arrangements.
Yep. Food. All kinds of stuff.
I like food.
Yep. I like the teriyaki chicken.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
I know. I know.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was hoping that you could talk about the fundraiser for Farm Bureau.
Okay. So I hot off the press.
Yes.
The ink isn't even dry yet. But it is a fundraiser, and it's Support Placer County Ag, a riding lawnmower.
Oh, wow.
For Ag fundraiser is at Echo Valley. There's only going to be 200 tickets sold.
Those are good odds.
Yeah.
Really good odds. Tickets, let's see, tomorrow, Sunday only. Buy a ticket. They're
$50. Buy a $50 ticket and get 10% off your purchase at Echo Valley tomorrow, which is Sunday. It's our one-day Sunday sale. And then you can get shavings and sale items. But if you get dog food, 10% off your dog food, that's huge. If you buy a ticket for
I don't
mower.
Have a dog.
Kitty?
I don't even have a kitty anymore.
Oh, my goodness, Erlene.
Bird?
Bird!
Oh, wow. We just had a bird
that's
in the studio.
The only bird I have. I have two of them.
Hey, it was fun. See ya.
Bye, Colin. Connie. Thanks for the entertainment.
Oh, my God. She brings laughter everywhere she goes.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yes.
So, today is the last day. The last weekend.
Yeah.
Of September.
Yes. So, next week, Denise will be here.
Yes. Yeah. And that opens up the Fall Fest.
It does.
Which is Saturday, October 4th from 10 to 3. And it is at the Auburn, Folsom, Roseville, and Sacramento stores.
Yes.
And it's going to be, I mean, we went last year. Uh-huh. I went and hung out last year. And since I'm not on the radio, maybe.
Yeah.
If I'm in town.
I'm going to be there 10 to 3, I think, is what my
10 to 3
said.
So you're there for the whole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cindy's going to be there for the whole shenanigans.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And I, yep. Oh, my God.
We can
stop
hang
it.
Out.
Yep. Stop it. Oh, you know, somebody else pointed that out to me, too. Yep. And they're saying it, too.
Yeah. You guys are trendsetters.
Ha ha. So anyway, there's going to be event day specials, a pie walk.
The pie walk's fun.
Yep. I didn't do that. I've never done it. We both just said it.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Festival games for kids. Live music. Hey, you got to talk to Green Acre.
Yeah.
You
about
think?
Some live music, buddy. Now that I know that.
What do you know?
I know that you're in a band.
I am in a band. We're
he
in a local
sings.
Band.
He's a singer.
I play lead guitar and lead vocals. Well, co-lead vocals with my good friend Matt Hazen.
Oh, cool.
And, we have my brother's actually our bass player. My cousin's our drummer. We've been in the area like 20 years playing.
Nice.
Well, yeah, you know.
It's a good time.
We never got out much.
Well, we play a lot at like Moonraker Brewery, sometimes Crooked Lane here in town.
Oh.
So when we have gigs coming up, I'll announce them.
Okay.
And you need to give me your schedule.
I will.
A schedule.
A schedule.
Yeah. Yes. Very aristocratic there.
Anyway, the Fall Fest. Pumpkin patch, face painting.
Yes.
It's going to be a party.
It will be a party.
And that is Saturday, October 4th. Which
next
is
Saturday.
Next Saturday from 10 to 3.
Yes.
And Cindy will be there the whole time.
Yes.
I will make a cameo appearance.
There you go.
Wow. That's,
yes.
You're going to grace us with your presence.
I
That's
am.
Great.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, anyway. Yeah, I should go hang out for a bit.
Yeah.
But you got to come in and check out the pumpkins. I was out there looking this morning. There's so many pumpkins.
There are.
And they have they have some really cool pumpkin carving kits. And that's got that big scoop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But that'll help get that innards out.
Innards out.
Yep.
The outards in.
The outards. Yep. So anyway, come in and check out the pumpkins. Cindy's got the list. She's going to go over it real quick with you.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of varieties. And they're not all just carving. Some of them are the eating type of pumpkin.
There's a difference?
Oh, yeah. Well, there.
Yeah.
Really?
There is.
So,
believe it or not.
The carving varieties are considered Big Macs, Iron Man, Knucklehead. Cronus has the big fat stem. One Too Many is one of the weird colored ones. And then we have Lunch Lady Squash. We have the little mini pumpkins. One called Knucklehead. And then...
Oh, that was named after you.
It was, yes.
You old knucklehead.
Shots fired.
And then we have edible ones as well that you can carve also if you want. But Fairy Tale is the flat one that's kind of like Cinderella's carriage. And we have one called Cinderella also. And then Lumina's white. And then Pokemon is a tiny one, a little one. And Kamo Kamo Squash is from New Zealand. It kind of looks like an acorn squash to me. And then Jarredale is kind of the gray-green one that's really the best, one of the best for eating.
Yes.
It's not
it's
stringy.
So good.
Yeah.
We got to go to break?
I know.
Boy, you're bossy.
Yeah.
I am. Yes.
Yeah, good. Yep.
Yep. Let's go off to break. And then, hey, you need to call in at
530-885-3565.
Anderson Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
Green Acres Nursery and Supply is a local, family-owned garden center offering natural solutions for slugs, snails, mosquitoes, pests, weeds, and diseases. Plant gurus are available at all locations to guide you. Green Acres also offers tools and supplies for pruning, digging, and general landscaping maintenance. I dig greenacres.com. Do you?
We all know that money spent on politicians is nothing more than a bribe. Citizens United called it free speech, but we know better. But what if we could balance the scale a few bucks at a time? That's what we're doing at the Six Pack, taking small donations and adding them up to make things more fair. Crack open some change. Support the Six Pack. Paid for by the Six Pack, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.thesixpack.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Because K-High cares. Here's another K-High Community Bulletin Board.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Child Advocates of Placer County serves the community with court-appointed special advocates, adult-to-youth mentors, and family mentors. These Placer County volunteers are specifically trained to serve at-risk children and parents. CASA and Placer Mentor volunteers help foster youth, at-risk youth, and young adults build resiliency, self-confidence, and self-sufficiency. They help them attain academic achievement and avoid the juvenile justice system, teen pregnancy, and drug and alcohol use. The goal of Child Advocates of Placer County is to see our youth make better life choices, succeed in school, and become happy, stable, and contributing adults. They want parents to reunify with their children and rebuild their families. And they want volunteers to come away with a sense of accomplishment and increased connection to our community and a feeling of joy that comes from giving back in a meaningful way. The results are life-changing for everyone. If you think you might be one of the volunteers we're talking about here, go to CasaPlacer.org and click on Volunteer.
Hey, this is Dr. Dahlia, and I'm thrilled to announce that I've joined the K-High radio team. Each weekday morning from 9 to noon, I'm live on K-High. We tackle issues like cholesterol, diabetes, women's health, children, geriatrics, relationships, and more. And with all that's going on in Washington, we even touch on government and policies impacting your health. The Dr. Dahlia Show is also a live call-in medical talk show that answers your questions on the air. Join me, Dr. Dahlia, Monday through Friday from 9 to noon here on FM 104.5 and AM 950 K-High, the voice of the foothills.
Welcome back.
Hey, welcome back from going nowhere.
That's right.
And here we are. And my goodness, we need to give out that phone number because we have a $25 gift card courtesy of Green Acre Nursery and Supply.
So it wants to go to somebody.
It does.
Yeah.
It's just itching.
Yeah.
Got a couple callers, so we got some names.
Okay.
Good.
We got Jackie.
Morning, Jackie.
Virginia.
You got Jackie.
I got Jackie.
Virginia. Yeah.
Okay.
And then one caller didn't want to put their name in, but they did ask the name of my band.
Oh, there you go.
So my band is King Vale.
Ha-ha.
We're here out of Auburn. You know, we have a website. We're on Instagram, all that good stuff. Come check us out.
Cool.
I'm going to have to check that out. I was at a wedding, and there were some folks there that we know. And they tattled on you.
Yeah, they did.
Oh.
Yep, they sure did.
Oh.
Hey, did you know he sings? He has a band.
Yeah.
No.
I've done that for a while.
Good he for said you.
They've had the band for like 20 years.
Yeah.
We just got started.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Oh, my gosh.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is. Get out and about. Go do stuff.
That's right.
Go do stuff.
Oh, is that our new ad?
This is the new ad. It is prices are valid through Wednesday, October 1st.
Woo!
And they have some hot buys on some quart perennials. Not all of the quart perennials are the 2 for $10. So you have to look and find the
tick to make sure they're the sale ones.
This is hurting my ear.
Oh, dear.
What the heck?
Oh,
anyway,
dear.
Select variety. So go check it out. It's a good deal. There's also some North Coast pottery starting at $16.
Oh, and it's 20% off.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yep. So that's a terracotta colored. It's a natural.
Right. So
natural clay.
And you just have to look. It is the North Coast pottery.
Yep. And they'll have a display set up.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I can't see it. Oh, it's not a hot buy, but they're featuring ornamental grasses. They're looking beautiful right now. They've got the maiden grass, Gracilimus, pink muley grass, or fountain grass, little bunny, which is a shorter one. Most of them can take full sun to part shade. The plumes or seed heads are usually very decorative. And they're starting at $10.50. And then there's also some ceramic pumpkins. There's all kinds of pumpkins and ghosts and I don't know if we have witches.
Yard art.
Lots of yard art. Yep.
For the holiday. So, yeah.
And we talked about pumpkins already.
Yeah. They had some sod available today.
Okay.
I think Mary said they had 20 rolls.
Okay.
That were available. So if you're looking to put some sod down today.
You need a couple rolls to touch up some spots. You can
pop on in.
Yeah.
And then cool season vegetables are in. They got beets, bok choy, broccoli, cauliflower, chard,
lettuce,
spinach.
Yep. Peas.
So they're $5.95 for the 6-pack. So pop on in. Get your fall garden going.
That's right.
We have a caller.
Yes.
Okay. Nope, not her. Maria?
Hello.
Maria?
Yeah.
You're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Garden Goddess Show. How can we help you, honey?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I was given a crepe myrtle lager double dynamite.
Okay.
And it's a big one. Just wondering what's the best, it says a brush or a shrub or a small tree. What's the best way to plant it?
Well, first you need to obviously decide where you're going to put it. Full sun is going to be better for a crepe myrtle. You want to dig a hole twice as wide but same soil depth as the container it's in. And put water in that hole to see how quickly it drains. If it's a slow draining where you still have standing water overnight, probably wouldn't plant it there. Find an area that does drain and mix some good soil amendment in with it, your existing soil, 50-50 mix. Put some Sure Start in the bottom of the hole and stir it up. So that fertilizer is down there when your root system starts to grow. Put your plant in. Kind of do it on a little bit of a berm so that if the soil underneath, if it happens to settle, you're not going to bury the crown of the trunk or base of the tree. And then water it in really good with some B1 to get those roots established here before it goes dormant. They are going to go dormant, so it's going to look, it's going to defoliate here as soon as we get cooler temperatures. So just be aware of that and don't panic. Pretty much that's about it. Yeah. Just water it in really good, your first watering, and then, again, test to see how quickly the hole you're putting it in drains.
Okay.
And then you can adjust your watering with that.
Great. So that was the 50-50 fertilizer, and then the B, what did you say at the end?
B1.
Okay.
But the not 50-50 on fertilizer, 50-50 on a soil amendment.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like a planting mix. And then mix it with your existing soil.
Got it. And then the B1. Perfect.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they need a deep soak when you water. So 2 or 3 minutes every day is not so good as maybe a half an hour twice a week or something like that. It's hard to tell without knowing the soil type and how our temperatures are going to go. But they benefit from a deeper soak than a shallow soak.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Good luck. All righty.
Nice. Thanks for calling in, Bunny.
Yeah.
That was Maria.
Was it Maria?
Yeah.
Well, I got that all off.
That's okay.
Did Bonnie call in?
Yeah, Bonnie called in after Maria. That's why I'm
okay.
Off. Okay. We're putting Bonnie in the shoe.
Yep.
Cool. We also got Tim from Cold Country Barbecue called in. He really wants that gift card.
Okay,
Tim.
Okay.
And Madonna called in and said, happy fall, ladies.
Thank you.
Happy fall. I got Tim.
Okay, I'll do Madonna.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. There we go.
And, yeah.
There.
All right.
I got papers all over the place here.
I know. And I have some.
Okay.
Just a few. Okay. Just a few.
It's okay. So, it's also bulb time. Bulb time.
Uh-huh.
So get out your bulb planting tool and dig some holes and throw some daffodils and narcissus and iris and allium and all those good stuff. Throw them in the holes and
garlic.
get them in the ground. Yes, and absolutely.
Garlic.
Time for garlic. Onions should be coming in any time if they're not already in. Did you see them this morning?
I did not see the
okay.
onions.
Okay. So still maybe only garlic.
But they did still have some of the large bags of daffodils.
Good.
So if you're looking to cover a big area.
You want your own daffodil hill.
That's right. Get on it.
Yep.
And don't forget your bulb food.
That's right.
Or Sure Start, whichever one.
We don't have bulb food anymore, so Sure Start.
Sure Start is it.
Yep.
And then they have the Garden Smart catalog.
Magazine or...
It's not really. It's just a handout.
Yeah.
Garden Smart, create a beautiful, stress-free Sacramento area landscape year-round. So...
That's what we need, stress-free.
We do. And it says grow food and save water, which is a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then there's all kinds of great tips in here. It is thank you to our partners. And, yes, Green Acres Nursery and Supply is one of the supporters. So you can go to www.idiggreenacres.com.
Yes.
And look at their website.
Yes.
And sign up for their podcast.
Yeah, and this Garden Smart magazine or flyer or whatever is free. You can grab it at the nursery. That's probably at all of the nurseries, all of the Green Acres.
And
let's
do this. Because they also have their Fall is for Planting book out.
Yes.
Fall is for Planting, Green Acres. So... And that advertises the fall festival also.
Yes, because it's an exciting big event.
And it's next weekend on the 4th.
Yes.
Woohoo!
So be sure to come by. It'll be a busy day.
It will be.
Are we breaking?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, off to nowhere.
Yes.
So
yep.
We'll be back.
Yep.
Inch by inch,
row by row.
No spin, just facts. Monday through Friday at 7 on KAHIAM and FM. Bill O'Reilly here, inviting you to join me every evening at 7 on KAHI, the No Spin News. You will like it. No spin, just facts on KAHI. Always looking out for you.
Enough already.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
Childhood cancer is the leading cause of death by disease for children in our country. We can do something about that. We can come together to support the best research for safer, more effective treatments and cures for our kids. We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org to join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
I was trimming the hedges last Saturday when suddenly I heard a friendly bark. It was my neighbor's German Shepherd. I knew the dog liked me, but like many Americans, I'm afraid of dogs. Anyway, I smiled and started back away. Then the dog leaped at me. Not a jump, but a graceful jeté right over the hedge into my arms. Her eyes were brown, her teeth were sharp. My time was up. I knew I had to dance. We waltzed towards the rose bush, and she dipped back, snatched a rose between her teeth, and broke into the tango. Even though I was frightened half to death, I still thought to myself, gee, you know, the dog really can't dance. Anyway, I was concentrating so hard on my rusty tango, I hardly heard my wife yell at me through the back door. Orson, stop playing with that dog and finish the hedges! My startled partner twisted out of my arms and vanished like quicksilver, leaving behind nothing but a tiny rose and a tattered flea collar. Imagine that. You just did. You saw it on the radio. If you're an advertiser, this station and the Radio Advertising Bureau have news for you. Just call the station and say, I saw it on the radio.
Hi, I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett.
We're hosts of Away With Words, a weekly show about language.
We take your calls from anywhere in the country.
And from outside the country, too.
About anything and everything related to communication.
It's a show about speaking and writing and why we say the things we do.
It's also a show about history, family, and culture.
Satisfy your linguistic curiosity Saturdays and Sundays at 7 p.m. on the Voice of the Foothills, AM 950, KHI.
By row, gonna make your garden.
How come you're not
grow.
Singing with us? You need to sing with us.
What do you
us.
Want me to sing?
Yeah, you're gonna
the
need
the
to
garden,
start
the garden.
Baby,
song.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low.
Wait, that's not the one.
Yeah.
Inch by inch, there row by row.
That's the go. One.
Woohoo!
We had a really cool call on the break.
Oh, good.
And it was from Karen.
Okay.
And she was saying she hadn't heard us talk about it in the previous show. This weekend at the Safe Credit Union Convention Center in Sacramento is the Tierra Madre's Americas 2025, which is an international agriculture and food festival going on this weekend at the Safe Credit Union in Sacramento, and it's free.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I think I did see that on the news.
Hope I didn't butcher that, but if you guys are interested, head on down there.
Yep. What's the name of it? Tierra?
The Tierra Madre's Americas 2025.
Okay, yeah, I think I saw it on Facebook or something. Yeah.
Something.
Yep. That's nice. It's nice that it's free. Not too many things are in this world.
That's right. Okay, so I did find it on my phone, and it is the Placer Buddhist Church, the annual festival to celebrate our food. And it is today and tomorrow from 11 to 3. They've got the chicken, all kinds of different food, chow mein, tempura, sushis, Asian chicken, beef sandwiches, somen noodles, a sweet shop, and shave ice.
Ooh.
Cold beer and sake, too.
That shave ice will be popular.
Yes, it will. So head on down to, it is at 3192 Boyington Road in Placerville. In Penryn.
Penryn, yes, Penryn. Not Placerville.
And sorry, no pets allowed. So.
Yep. The Penryn exit.
Penryn exit, and it is the Placer Buddhist Church Food Bazaar. It's always a fun time.
Very much so. Absolutely, yep. Yep.
Ed called in and had a quick question.
Okay.
Hope I don't butcher this. He says, when are bare root trees available?
Yeah.
And when is the best time to plant them?
Well,
first of the year.
Yeah. Typically, the bare root comes in mid to late December. It takes us a while to process it because Green Acres doesn't leave it bare root. They plant it up. Okay. Into pots, so when you get it, it will be potted, not truly bare root. But it's the time of year when you get the best selection, because we can order many, many varieties, and it's the peak time to get your fruit trees. You should be able to go, I think, probably starting in October, go online, and if there's a certain thing you want, you can look at the order list. The order list, and see if there's something there you want, and place an order online. And then when the trees come in, we process them, tag one for you, and give you a call and say, come on and pick it up.
Come get it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yep, after the first of the year, typically.
Yeah.
For actually trees and roses.
Yes.
Got another call for you.
Okay.
This is Gary from Placerville. He had a question for you guys. Give me 1 second. Hi, Gary, you there?
Good morning.
Hello.
Gary?
I haven't been here in years.
Okay. But we can hear you now.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Real quick, I have some cherry plum trees on the east side of the house, and I just got some trees done on the property, and I have a whole hassle of chips from their shredder. And I'm wondering if it would be good to put the chips underneath the trees to help preserve moisture in the soil for them.
You can do that. You just want to make sure you leave airspace around the trunk of the tree. Don't put those chips up around the base.
Oh, really?
Yep. Take them away from it.
Okay.
Probably about at least a foot. You want to.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Don't put it right up against the trunk of the tree. What you also want to remember is, as that wood product breaks down, it's going to deplete your soil of nitrogen.
No.
Yeah.
So add
Holy
nitrogen.
Moly.
So you'll need to add some nitrogen fertilizer to your trees.
Oh, okay.
It's not a bad thing. It's just to be aware of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would come in a powdered form that I could spread?
Absolutely.
The nitrogen?
Yep.
Okay, cool. All of that available at Green Acres at Isley's. Okay, cool deal. Could you remind me once more about this food thing that's happening?
I can. It is the Buddhist Food Bazaar, and it is in
Penryn.
Penryn. And
it's on her phone. It'll take her a second.
It is on my phone. It is on my phone, but I got
it. I think it started at 11 today.
Yep. September 27th and 28th, 11 to 3. I know they're going to have some bonsais there that are fantastic to look at.
Okay.
And you typically have somebody there talking about, kind of instructing on the bonsai.
Okay, cool deal.
But
all right. Thanks, ladies.
Absolutely.
Have a good week. Love
you too.
Me in the morning.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Gary.
So long.
Nice. And I hope people showed up for the Placerville.
Yeah, the Placerville Oktoberfest.
Sorry,
last
I had a
weekend.
Call.
Did okay. We hang up?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do we have names?
No. Well, Gary that just called in.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We got Ed.
I think we got Ed.
Okay, good. And Marilyn just called in.
Okay, don't have her.
Okay. Got Marilyn. Got you in the shoe.
And somebody else popping in.
Always.
We hope.
What
we hope,
we're here
we hope.
For.
Yep.
Yeah. Here for your gardening questions.
So we're going to tell you you need to go to the farmer's market.
Yeah.
This morning. It'd be a great morning to get out there. It's beautiful out before it gets too hot. And if you can't hit the one in Auburn tomorrow, you can always go to Fowler Ranch down at the corner of 193 and Sierra College Boulevard.
Yeah.
And they have their farmer's market on Sundays.
So either day.
Either day.
Is a good day for fresh produce and flowers and eggs and meat and stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff. And then the fundraiser that is supporting Placer County Ag, they are raffling off a riding lawnmower for an ag fundraiser, and it is at Echo Valley. They're only selling 200 tickets, so you have one in 200
chance,
unless you buy multiple tickets.
Right.
Tomorrow, Sunday only, buy a ticket. Tickets are $50, and then you can get 10% off your purchase. But that is just tomorrow at Echo Valley.
Yep.
So just the Sunday only. Buy a ticket and get 10% off your
So you can stock
your pet
up,
supplies.
Stock up on your pet supplies and save your $50 that you paid for the ticket.
There you go. So, yeah. I saw it sitting out on their little patio thing.
Okay.
Their little patio thing. I didn't write anything on the back of that today.
Nope.
Because you got, it's all the mums, beautiful mums.
Yep.
They've done a really good job, again, planting them. They had some really huge of those cash pots.
Yep.
Huge mums.
Yep.
That all you'd have to do is just take that pot home and put it out on your patio.
Yeah.
Because of
my kind of gardening.
Yeah. Just add water.
Yep.
You do have to remember to add water to the darn things.
Yeah, and it's a great time of year to be planting some of your perennials. Like, they've got a huge selection of lavenders, rosemary. They have some native plants, that would be good planted now. Because the cool weather in the winter is what gets them time to establish in the winter rains. But you do need to add water occasionally if we don't get rains.
Correct.
So just lots of stuff.
Yep. And fall is the time for planting, seriously. And great time if you need some shade trees and you want a specific color. You know, if you want the yellows or the oranges or the trees that have it all,
yeah.
The festival,
yeah.
It has, peach and yellow and red and maroon, all on the same tree. So it's a great time to pick the tree because, just like us, the DNA on the tree, every tree is different. And it may say, red maple, but
it may be,
check the red.
Yeah, it may be a little more burgundy or a little more orange or a little more.
So now is
something.
The time to be checking those out. And let's see. Oh, trick out your porch.
Yeah.
The carving pumpkins, straw bales, and corn stalks.
Yep.
They are also available at Green Acre.
So if you're having a Halloween party, you can have lots of decor.
And I know the Auburn store and the Sacramento store do not have the outdoor furniture, patio
stuff.
But they are on special hot buy. They would be at the closest one would be Rockland.
Uh-huh.
And then Roseville, Folsom.
Elk Grove.
I don't know if it was at the Elk Grove.
Or Citrus Heights.
Citrus Heights had patio. Yeah. So anyway, just Auburn and the Sacramento do not have the patio outdoor living. So, but you can go check out one of the other Green Acres and see what all that hot buy stuff is. That chairs, they save like $100.
Nice.
Table was $2,300. It's now $1,840.
Sweet.
And you go. A dining set table with six chairs was $5,000. Now it's $4,000.
Nice.
So that's a. Oh, we got to go to break?
Yes, ma'am.
My gosh, you're bossy. All right. Off we go to nowhere, Cindy.
Yes.
That's
We'll come back, though.
All right.
How about some inspiration on Pop Talk this week? Remember singer-songwriter Carole King? And what about TV and film actor Perry King? Have they got ways to inspire your life? But if you don't believe in yourself, you will after Pop Talk. Hi, Mary Jane Pop here. Can you conquer pain and depression with good old laughter? Let's look at life and truth on Pop Talk, Saturday 5 to 7 a.m., Sunday 9 to 11 p.m., and 24/7 at khi.com. It's all about us.
Anderson Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
Green Acres Nursery and Supply is a local, family-owned garden center offering natural solutions for slugs, snails, mosquitoes, pests, weeds, and diseases. Plant gurus are available at all locations to guide you. Green Acres also offers tools and supplies for pruning, digging, and general landscaping maintenance. I dig greenacres.com. Do you?
Little River Inn on the beautiful Mendocino Coast invites you to plan your fall or winter getaway now. Get away from the hustle and bustle of the city and make your memories with a day filled with wide open spaces, ocean views, and clean air, or a jacuzzi tub, fireplace, and an evening of snuggling with your sweetie. Little River Inn's restaurant offers a full bar and romantic outdoor garden dining with stunning scenery in the daytime and heat and twinkle lights for the crisp Mendocino evenings. The Little River Inn offers couples, families, as well as pet-friendly getaway packages. Stroll the shops in the quaint Mendocino Village just a couple of miles north, or hike the trails of the breathtaking Van Damme State Park just a five-minute walk from the hotel. Schedule a massage or acupuncture appointment, or spend the day at Little River Inn's on-site golf course. Book your getaway today at littleriverinn.com or by calling the Little River Inn at 1-888-INNLOVE. That's 1-888-INLOVE.
This is Stephen Hill. Catch Hearts of Space, Sunday nights at 8, here on the all-new FM 104.5 and AM 950 K-High. The same voice of the foothills, more powerful than ever.
Inch by inch, row by row. There we go. We are going to try and make you have a garden to grow.
Yes.
Yep.
Do the best we can.
Do the best we can. Boy, and with some of these cooler temperatures at night, gardens have taken a dive.
Yes.
Yeah.
My peppers did not come through this year.
Oh, really?
I had one ghost pepper, and it wasn't even hot.
Oh, really? Wow.
Really?
We have a ton of names.
Okay.
And we have a caller. Phyllis has been on hold graciously over the break.
Yep.
We'll go through the names real quick.
All right. Okay.
Trish.
Randy.
Sandy.
Randy and Sandy.
I know. June. Yep. And Karen W., who also graciously loves my vocals.
Nice.
Linda D. said happy fall.
Happy fall to you too, Linda.
Dell. Dave E. And Liz. And I'm going to get Phyllis on here with us right now.
Okay.
Good morning, Phyllis.
Not yet.
Oh.
My call is Ginger.
Phyllis?
I buy ginger at the store. I keep it fresh. Put it in a jar with a top or a plastic
Phyllis.
Bag. Or what is the secret for keeping my cut ginger fresh?
Keeping your cut. Are you growing it?
Sorry?
Are you growing it?
No, I'm not growing it. I'm buying it at the store.
Okay.
So, but how do I keep it fresh so that when I want it, it isn't all wrinkled up?
Well, you got to use it before it wrinkles.
Yeah, I would say keep it.
That?
Yeah, keep it in a Ziploc bag, maybe with a moist paper towel.
Oh, so there's no real secret for.
Not that I've ever heard.
Not to my knowledge either.
Yeah.
Mm. Sorry, I don't. Yeah, I just heard
she didn't
that.
Didn't like that answer.
Yeah, you didn't like that, did you?
Buy a smaller piece.
Oh.
That's yeah. Anyway, okay, well, I thought for sure you'd know, and after we hang up, maybe someone will know how to keep it fresh.
There we go.
Put my name in the shoe, please. Enjoy your show, and thank you very much, gals.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Phyllis.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I know with celery, you can, you know, put it in water.
I wonder,
the refrigerator, but you can't do that with the ginger.
I just have.
What if you could freeze it?
That's what I was thinking, grating it and freezing it in like ice cubes or, you know, something like that.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
She kind of jumped the question there. Yeah. I think she heard us on air.
Yeah, you started talking before we were connected, so we didn't hear the whole.
But
discourse, but
yeah. But just the flat out question, how do you keep your ginger fresh? Again,
that would be my.
I wonder if the master food preservers would know that answer.
I don't know.
If you're still listening, maybe try calling the El Dorado County Master Food Preservers.
Oh, good call.
Maybe they have
a
secret.
See if they might have a trick. But mine is. I would just freeze it.
Yeah.
I
would certainly try that.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, golly.
Okay.
All right, Davis, what else?
I was going to look. Did they talk about the bare root season at all in here?
For fall?
Yeah.
I don't know. But you might want to. For those that have a nice lawn, you might consider using your fall and winter feed on your lawns right now.
Absolutely. Starting to be time.
They're going to need a little extra love.
I know growing up, my dad on our lawn used to use sulfate of ammonia to really green up the lawn. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a 2100. That means it's 21% nitrogen, which means you had to mow a lot more.
I did. Five lawns. It was fun.
Yeah, because that makes it's not so good for the root system, but it will make your lawn grow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We don't recommend it, however.
It was like 40 years ago, so
yeah.
Find much better product out there now.
Yeah. 40 years ago, they used to feed that to their fruit trees.
Yeah. And the lawn foods are typically, up into the high 18, 20s, 22s, 29 even. But they also have added ingredients. Mm-hmm. They have the phosphorus and the potash usually to support the root system.
I got two more names for you, too.
Okay.
Evan.
Evan.
And Jerry A.
Okay, I'm out of paper.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of calls.
Yep. But the nice thing about the fall and winter food is that it's got three types of nitrogen in it, which are one is fast release, but the other two are slow release, so that it will release gradually over the winter months in cold weather. They're ones that are still active in cold weather, where your ammonium sulfate or is activated by heat and water, basically. Mm-hmm. So the fall and winter is designed for over the winter feeding.
And it is the best product for your lawn.
Yes.
Perfect.
And now is a great time to overseed your lawn or plant a lawn if you wanted to. September and October are usually good months to do that. If you don't do it then, it's probably the best. The next best time is late March, early April to May. Before the heat sets in. But if you do it now, it has all winter to acclimate. And basically in this area, we grow cool season grasses that are, their active growing season is over the winter and their dormant season is over the summer, even though it doesn't look like it because they're still green. But during the heat, they are semi-dormant. So this
kinda
is
like
time.
Me.
Yeah.
I go semi dormant in the summertime too.
I go completely dormant.
Yeah, it's been a great summer. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, it sure
has
been.
Oh my gosh. It's been beautiful.
Yep.
Absolutely beautiful. So we have to wait and see what our doggone weather does for this winter. Apparently, we're supposed to be wetter than normal.
Well, we're supposed to get some more rain this week. I think it looked like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or something like that.
Nice.
Supposed to cool down and get some rain. So this is a nice start. And you could get out your wildflower seeds if you wanted to now.
Yes, you could.
Yeah. If we're going to have rain this week, it'd be a good time.
So. And if it was enough rain, it will soften the soil for you to get out and dig for your bulbs.
Yes.
To plant your bulbs.
Yes. So,
I like to have daffodils in our yard.
Yeah.
I love bulbs. They're such a nice surprise in the spring when they pop up.
And to see that the gophers move them.
Well, that happens.
So you got a daffodil coming up in the middle of your lawn.
Yeah.
They move them. They don't eat them, but they sure move them around.
1 minute.
One minute.
Yep.
1 minute.
Pull a name. Pull a name.
I got the name.
June.
Congratulations. You have won the $25 gift card to Green Acre Nursery and Supply. You need to go into Green Acre at Isley's to pick up your card, your gift card, and then you may use it at Isley's. Green Acre at Isley's, or you can use it at any of their other locations.
Yeah.
And don't forget, Fall Fest next weekend at Green Acres.
Auburn,
Folsom, Roseville, and Sacramento.
Yeah.
And it's from 10 to 3.
Yeah.
So go check it out. I hear the music. We're done.
We're done. We'll see you guys next weekend. Or actually, what?
We have Denise
next
week.
Weekend, right.
I'm going to leave this
all right
for her.
Bye, everybody.
Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sowed. Someone warmed them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
FM 104.5, K2A3 CM, Auburn, and AM 9. 9-